Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
One of the nation's most trusted public health voices rang the alarm loudly yesterday before Congress about the coronavirus as Dr. Anthony Fauci told lawmakers the situation is going to get much worse than it is now. Fauci recommended that officials in areas with no cases start taking steps like banning large crowds for sports and other events, as he said the threat of a fast-paced spread of the virus was very high. Pressed for details, Fauci told one Republican that the coronavirus is 10 times more lethal than the regular seasonal flu which hits Americans in the winter, and is often responsible for thousands of deaths.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
Bernie Sanders is not dropping out of the Democratic race for president, but he's not exactly battling for the nomination at this point either, as Sanders announced yesterday that while he suffered delegate losses on Tuesday, he's not going to end his campaign for president. But other than Sunday night's scheduled debate with Joe Biden, Sanders has nothing on his campaign schedule before the four states which vote next week. Sanders yesterday openly acknowledged that his campaign has heard plenty of people say they like his policy positions and ideas, but that they think Biden is simply the better option when it comes to deciding which candidate can beat President Trump in November.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
The centerpiece of the president's coronavirus plan is a 30-day ban on travel from Europe to the United States, which is an effort to stop the virus from further spreading here at home. In his speech from the Oval Office, the president downplayed worries on the stock market, saying there is no financial crisis, labeling it a moment in time which would soon be in the past. But the markets didn't like the message last night as stock futures plummeted while the president was speaking. Democrats said the president's plan contained almost nothing on how he would deal with existing virus outbreaks, as federal health officials say it's going to get much worse.